Welcome to this special presentation from Swiss America in the summer of 2005, the future of gold and silver. In 2001, we published Rediscovering Gold in the 21st Century, which announced the beginning of a new bull market in U.S. gold and silver coins based on market trends, diversification principles, and common sense. In 2002, we published The New Gold Rush, which documented the paradigm shift from financial markets to tangible markets. In 2003, we announced that gold is the color of financial hope, and we exposed why 39 economists finally agree that gold and silver are in, and stocks and bonds and dollars, well, they're out. In 2005, we offer more economic solutions to the growing problems of debt, deficits, and the falling dollar, pension fund crisis, and Social Security reform. But today we bring you a very special private conversation interview between Swiss America CEO Craig Smith and Gold Antitrust Action Committee Chairman Bill Murphy. What you are about to hear may shock you, but please take time to fully research it before you take action. As Mark Twain said, the truth really is stranger than fiction. Let's now join the future of gold and silver.
About 5 years ago, I wrote Rediscovering Gold in the 21st Century, and I explained gold's monetary importance as we entered a new millennium. At that time, the stock market bubble had burst, and gold was making a long-term bottom. And since then, we've seen many geopolitical and economic changes in the global economy. The U.S. debt's increased dramatically while the U.S. dollar dropped against the euro. The price of oil has doubled while the price of raw commodities has increased dramatically. The war on terror has expanded into Iraq with costs escalating, and the gold price has risen 60%. Of course, China's economy is the fastest growing in the world, growing at 9% with an insatiable appetite for raw commodities and construction materials. And the global economy has changed since 2000, and so has the monetary role of gold. So I've asked the GATA chairman, Bill Murphy, and as he has lectured around the world as well as meeting with many gold writers and economists, I figured it would be great to have him with us. I guess he can be described best as the relentless leader of the Gold Antitrust Action Army. Welcome, Bill. We greatly appreciate your visit, and we're interested in your take on the present economy. Bill, Rediscovery Gold in the 21st Century is the first book printed to explain GATA's role. GATA and gold's awareness has since increased since 2000 and 2001. Bill, could you start by giving us and our listeners a summary of some of the major changes in the gold market, as well as GATA's role that you play in the gold market since Rediscovering was first published?
Well, again, great to be here, Craig, and thanks for your support over the years. And first, I might mention to your listeners what GATA is. It's the Gold Antitrust Action Committee. It was formed in the beginning of 1999 by a fellow named Chris Powell, who's the editor of a daily paper in Connecticut, and myself, to expose the manipulation of the gold price by what we call a gold cartel, a consortium, so to say, of the Treasury, the Fed, and bullion banks like Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and so on. And then there's other players involved also. And we realized they were artificially keeping the price artificially low and manipulating the price, and in doing so, violating all the laws of the United States, antitrust laws and all sorts of things. So the insiders knowing what was going on, these big players in New York, in the banks, making hundreds of millions of dollars, and by now billions, and while the average unsuspecting people were being ripped off, so to speak, and taken advantage of, and all sorts of other things. So anyway, that's how GATA was formed, and we've been on the case ever since.
It sounds as if you've been quite busy over the last 5 years keeping current with all the phases of the global gold market, Bill. In your opinion, what is the most compelling reason today for investors to purchase gold?
The biggest reason was they're going to make a lot of money, and it goes back to what I was just talking about. They've artificially kept the price low for many different reasons, which I can get into later, but based on what our work says, the price of gold right now, if it were just to have kept pace with inflation, ought to be $750, and it should be higher than that. You know, we're talking about a price today of less than $425.
Right.
So just for that alone is a reason that people ought to be looking at it very carefully, because it's like keeping a balloon below water. I mean, this thing is going to explode as the manipulating people lose control of what they've been doing, and I believe the price will go well over $2,000 an ounce. There's going to be a frenzy for this stuff because of what they've done. What people don't understand is if the central banks only have half the gold they say they have, half the gold, and on a yearly basis, demand is about 1,800 tons a year more than mine in scrap supply. So each year, it goes down and down and down of the gold that they have available to suppress the price. So when, as soon as they hit the wall, and I think it's going to be very soon, the price has to explode to raise the supply.
You know, I agree with you. It seems to be the public's been sold a bill of goods that a very plentiful commodity like oil has gone from $10 a barrel in 98 to $55 a barrel today, and yet the price of gold has only gone from 265 to 400 and some odd dollars. So I agree with you. I think it's one of the most undervalued commodities in the world.
Well, here's a good way to relate to that. The traditional relationship, this will give you your listeners an idea of how bad the price has been suppressed. The traditional relationship between gold and oil is 15 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're talking $50 oil, we're talking $750 gold. Now, ironically, almost exactly to the day, a year ago to the day, the number two guy in the Russian Central Bank at a big bullion meeting in Moscow, with people there from all over the world, mentioned this and put God in the same paragraph. Had the price not been artificially suppressed, the price would be $750 today, just based on inflation. So it all coincides with the same thing.
Bill, you make such a strong case for gold. Are the mining companies and the conglomerates prepared for this coming explosion in the price of gold?
Well, what do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, can they keep up with demand when,
oh.
I mean, I would think it's the old adage, once the market goes crazy, everybody will want to get in. Nobody wants to buy when it's low. They only want to buy when it's high.
That's right. But this is fascinating because Murphy's Law is going to strike the gold cartel and the people that have been suppressing the price because demand is surging around the world. As I just mentioned, it's anywhere from like 17, 18, 1,900 tons more than supply. And mine supply is beginning to tail off all over the world. And we have reports of that from Russia, Australia, South Africa, and it's declining at a pretty good rate. So just as the bad guys, as I call them, are going to run out of central bank supply, mine supply is beginning to dry up. We're going down from 2,800 tons a year to 2,700, 26, 25, is 24 last year. Might be 2,300 this year, and demand's going the other way. So it's all going to happen at once, and that's why I believe you're going to get an explosion.
Economics 101.
Yep.
Limited supply, increased demand, higher prices.
Yep.
You know, Bill, I realize this is a difficult question to ask, but it intrigued me greatly. When do Western central banks stop lending and selling gold as the Asian banks add gold to their portfolios and become net buyers versus net lenders and sellers? Haven't these banks dishoarded most of the gold they've accumulated?
Well, that's what I was mentioning before. We believe that the central banks only have less than half the gold that they're telling the world. They lent the gold out, which means the central bank gives it to a bullion bank who sells it in the marketplace and then invests the proceeds in something else. And that supply has been used to suppress the price. That's how they've been doing it. I mean, they've been doing it in clandestine fashion.
Unbelievable. You know, you've been one of the pioneers and really one of the strong voices in explaining to America and the world, for that matter, how low gold prices have hurt sub-Saharan African economies and the people of sub-Saharan Africa. Will this coming bull market in gold help the poor of Africa?
Absolutely. That's the farce of this whole thing. The President Clinton and President Bush and administrations have been going around saying how they care about all these people, and they both fostered a scheme under their administration to suppress the price. And one miner supports something like 10 to 12 other people. And then you've got the multiplier effects with whatever else goes on. As it is now, because of the costs are so high and the price so low of gold, that they're laying off miners, even at these prices. And so if price were allowed to trade freely and be up $300 or $400 from where even now, you'd have all kinds of economic activity all over these countries. So it would be a big boon. And here they're going around talking about the IMF selling gold, the IMF gold to help the poor. It has nothing to do with the poor. It's just to try to keep the price down. It's ludicrous what they're doing.
It's unbelievable. So many of our clients are invested in 401ks, IRAs, mutual funds, and equities. How will gold price rising affect financial asset values, or will gold react first to the fundamentals of stocks and bonds?
Well, that's a good question. Now, in reality, gold should be able to go to $600 or $700 or $800 or $1,300 and mean nothing. Had there been no rigging, that's what could have occurred. But because of what they've done, and they set up an artificial situation when it comes to interest rates, I won't get into too much here, but there's a paper done by former Treasury Secretary Summers called Gibson's Paradox of the Gold Standard, and he took over from Robert Rubin as Treasury Secretary of the United States. And when he wrote that paper in the late 80s at Harvard, it talked about this relationship. And that's, we said, what's the motive for the gold cartel to suppress the price? Well, they kept interest rates far lower than they would have been had the gold price been able to rise. It's just
right.
the way it's done historically. So, in fact, because there's so many things now linked to gold and what they've done, it's liable to create a lot of chaos in the financial markets.
That brings up the question that I have to ask. How will trillions of dollars in these derivative markets by major banks affect the future of financial asset values and of gold?
There's something around like $230 trillion out there in derivatives. And all derivative is, for your listeners, is something like a futures contract or an option. It's something derived from an underlying commodity or paper, for example. A gold derivative would be, a gold future that's based on the gold, the physical gold market. And nobody knows what could happen because we've never been in this situation before, but there's what's something called counterparty risk. When some of these parties start to default and then someone else defaults and someone else defaults, it could be chaos. And I know for a fact, I've been talking about this for 3 months now, that the Fed was going to some derivative experts asking how they would solve a hypothetical problem. And we believe that the problem is already servicing and they're trying to manage it right now. Recently we heard about pension funds having problems, hedge funds having these problems, and you know, you've got General Motors downgrading Ford as, you know, as the junk bond status. So these things are bubbling, and I think we have a lot of chaos coming because of what the managers have, the price managers have done to our markets in the U.S.
You know, GATA has just been such an incredible voice on this whole issue. What is GATA presently doing to bring the present situation to the public, and what has been the media's take on GATA? Are you being embraced, or are they just blowing you guys off?
I was on CNBC 6 years ago, and that was the last time I'd been heard of in the United States.
That's right.
I hear what I have to say. There is no free press in the United States. That is a joke. We have not been mentioned once in the U.S. financial press, not even named, not even said who we are. You know, we've had our own summit in Africa, in Durban, South Africa, five nations attended, South African Central Bank, the mining unions, the gold companies, primetime news a couple days in a row, not mentioned here in the United States. What we are doing, we're having our own conference in August 8th and 9th in the Yukon called Gold West 21, in which we're inviting gold companies and money managers, and there were some great speakers there that are some of the most well-known people in the entire gold world to come and try to see if we can give this more visibility to take the gold cartel down is what we're trying to do.
Yeah, I guess maybe you should just make mention on the website that you're the deep throat of the Bush administration, and then it'll probably be all over the news.
You've been listening to The Future of Gold and Silver with Craig Smith, interviewing Bill Murphy. Let's take a 60-second break and then dig back into this exciting story.
Gold is the best investment of the new millennium. 3 years ago, I told you we were entering a new economic era and that one book would explain it all, Rediscovering Gold, by Swiss America CEO Craig Smith. Well, now that gold is all over the news and going up, 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 I understand this book is in its fourth reprint, selling at $8.95. So as a favor to me, I asked Craig if I could offer his book, and he said yes. So I urge you to get your copy of Rediscovering Gold in the 21st Century. The first 500 callers will pay nothing at 1-800-289-2646, 1-800-289-2646, which spells 1-800-BUYCOIN. Rediscovering Gold is a simple roadmap to the best performing assets of the new millennium, gold and silver coins. Please, please call for your special gift, free from Michael Savage and Swiss America, today at 1-800-289-2646. Gold is up. Are you? 1-800-BUY-COIN. 1-800-289-2646.
Let's rejoin the future of gold and silver.
Hey, how can the average investor protect himself or herself while participating in the gold bull market, Bill?
Well, you know, there's many ways, and of course, you know, what Swiss America does is terrific, and people should be buying bull, you know, buying gold rare coins, because they're liable to have get a little more oomph for the ounce there, and I'm a big believer in that. And of course, there's gold shares that one can get a basket of to participate that way also.
You know, I noticed that there's a lot of rumblings in the EU now about the constitution over there, with France saying no and Netherlands saying no. Do you think that gold will supplant the dollar as the world's reserve currency by the end of the decade? Is this conceivable if the central banks of Europe have sold off most of their gold?
Absolutely, because now the euro, the constitution, the euro itself, that they're trying to do over there is a bit shaky. The dollar, of course, with our deficits and problems we have in funding the war over in Iraq, in terms of money are just growing and growing. We've got pension fund problems here in the United States. The consumer is maxed out in a debt situation and things that I know that you're aware of. And so the dollar is liable to be in real trouble, and with the euro in trouble, with what they've done with the gold of central banks, it's going to take off. And, yes, I think it can supplant the dollar. I think the dollar's in deep trouble. There's a lot of people like myself and a fellow, one of the most well-known hedge fund managers, was on TV the other day, Julian Robertson on CNBC, of all places, and said we have chaos coming in, total, utter collapse. And what the dollar is in deep, deep trouble. And with, as you said, talking about the euro and when gold starts to move, everyone's going to want to own it, and it's just going to go nuts.
Well, it seems to be the only people that don't see gold as money are central bankers.
That's right, because it threatens what they're doing and threatens their ability to maneuver. That's correct.
You know, most recently I noticed some comments from Paul Volcker and Alan Greenspan have talked about the U.S. deficits and the economy being on thin ice and the real estate market is frothy. Has the gold price responded to these remarks, or has the suppression of the price been such that gold can't respond to these remarks?
No, it can't. It's a joke. I mean, I won't go into all the details, and your listeners can go to my website, La Metropole Cafe, or www.gata.org, and check some of the stuff out. But they are all over the gold market. Why? What happens when the gold price is going up? It really doesn't have to be this way, but it happens all the time. If when the gold price is rising sharply, it's a safe haven, there's a crisis, interest rates are going up, inflation when it doesn't, look at the gold price, when it stays down with it, look, there's no inflation, there's no problem. And that's why they're doing it. So they take it, the scary part for the Americans and Canadians, and so they've taken away the warning signal that something could be wrong. They're taking away the fear factor. They're rigging all our markets. They've kept volatility down. And they've got all this disequilibrium out there. It's going to cause a terrible problem when it starts to go.
You know, it seems to me, Bill, it's almost like taking a ruler away from a carpenter. How can he build a house when he has no measurement to work with? So I think gold for years has given us a standard of measurement internationally, and apparently we don't have that anymore.
That's exactly right. And when this starts to go, a lot of us think it's a real estate bubble in the United States, and when the stock market starts getting into trouble and people that are overcommitted with investments they might not have taken had this not occurred, it's going to create a chaos, because when the gold starts going nuts, that will start to fear into people about, you know, what's happening. In reality, all it will mean is the bad guys lost control of their rigging operation because they ran out of physical gold.
Bill, you're a researcher, you're an author, you're a lecturer. It's not like you own a gold company that sells gold. In your opinion, is it imperative for the average investor to get involved in the gold market? Better yet, is the window of opportunity still open, or is it closed already?
Oh, no. It's price. You're looking at, you know, 700, 800 in the years to come, and after that, you know, I think you'll probably go somewhere between $3,000 and $5,000 an ounce, and people can't conceive of that today. When fear comes back in the market, and right now it's about greed and making money, and nothing wrong with that, but there's not any real fear of risk of loss, that the market can never go down, real estate's only going to go up. And when the fear comes back and we have a lot of financial trouble down the road, everyone's going to want to own gold for protection, for safety. And when you're talking about right about 400 of where I think it's going to go, it will give people a lot of peace of mind on the 14 when a lot of other people are in real trouble.
You know, Bill, a lot of people are concerned because they know the Fed is going to fight inflation with higher interest rates. And a lot of people are saying, well, if they raise the interest rates, the dollar will strengthen and that will drop the price of gold. However, while we were talking, I was just reminded back in 1979, I was thinking about 79-80. And if my memory serves me correctly, interest rates ran to 15-16% and got as high as 22%.
Yep.
And gold took off from $150 to $850. If Greenspan was to raise rates tomorrow to stop inflation, would that suppress the price of gold, or is it too late now? Will gold just take off like it did in 79-80?
Well, recently gold's been going up in foreign currencies as the dollar has strengthened because of the euro problems and so on. And gold's holding its own and starting to move up regardless of the dollar action. So I think that once the problems that become evident in the financial markets in the United States and the Fed and the people running the show in Washington have to print all kinds of money, you are going to see interest rates go up, and you're going to see gold go up just like it did in the late 70s and 80s. I think it's going to be inevitable. You might have a drop first if you have, in interest rates if you have a stock market debacle, but they've got themselves in a pickle, and they've done it because they're, you know, they've done things in the bond market through these Caribbean bank accounts to prop things in the stock market and the dollar through some engineering there. So they've created something that's going to set up some terrible problems.
Let's take a minute to discuss your Gold Rush 21. That's very fascinating to me. I know that you're sponsoring this major event this summer. You know, what's the bottom line, though? What is GATA hoping to accomplish, and how will this help investors? How, maybe some of the people listening today are going to actually want to participate in Gold Rush 21. So give me a quick thumbnail sketch of what you intend to accomplish at Gold Rush 21 and how people can participate if they want to join you at the conference.
Well, it's a two-day affair in Dawson City. He's famous by, the North Country or Far Country, Jimmy Stewart and so on. And we're having, as I said, mining companies and money managers, and we'll have some individuals if they want to come. It's not cheap. It's about $3,000. But we're going to be there with some of the most well-known people all over the world showing up. John Embry of Canada, who's a legendary figure up there. Peter Jordan, Mr. Gold of South Africa. Ferdy Lips, who's written four books on gold, former owner of his own bank and Rothschild banker. Hugo Salinas Price, who's leading the fight to monetize silver in Mexico, just a tremendous man, and then some of our GATA people. And we're just getting together like a think tank and have these presentations and discuss ways that can better expose what's going out there and, you know, combat the establishment that's all part of this price rigging operation and get ideas from these brains and put everybody together and come out of it with a way to carry the torch forward.
Well, we sure appreciate your efforts. I know that you've been fighting the good fight for many years now, and hopefully the American people appreciate and respect all that you've done. You know, Bill, many people believe that the price of gold acts as a barometer for financial markets and currencies. Do you think, I was going to say if the price of gold was to double, but I guess I should say when the price of gold doubles or triples, what effect is that going to have on the financial markets? Are they going to be able to maintain stability, or is that when the house of cards comes down?
I think that's when the house comes down. And again, it shouldn't have to be this way, but because of the derivative situation, all it means is all these derivatives have to do with what they call volatility. And because they've kept gold so low, they've helped keep the volatility in a lot of these financial instruments low. When volatility goes nuts, that's when these, they call these black boxes blow up, and that's what happened to long-term capital management. Things get out of whack, and then you have counterparty problems, and one thing feeds on the other. So my guess is as the gold price is taking off, it's going to create problems for them, which is the reason that they're going to continue to suppress it, and quite frankly, until they're carried out. And then, and only then will gold go, and I think it's going to have a lot of effect on the financial markets because, as you said, it's the barometer, and right now they're hiding things. I mean, inflation is worse than it is, the economy is weaker than it is, and they're not leveling with the American people, and when the gold goes, they're not going to be able to hide it any longer.
You know, Bill, I know your research proves hands down, I mean, in a court of law, if it was looked at as evidence, it would be a slam dunk case that the gold markets have been manipulated. But after the 87 crash in the stock market, President Ronald Reagan enlisted the Working Group of Financial Markets, known more commonly today as the Plunge Protection Team. In your opinion, has this group manipulated or artificially affected the U.S. stock and bond market prices?
Yes, absolutely. We had done a lot of work on this where we found papers which Professor Tinsley showed them actually what should be done to manipulate the bond market. Stock market has acted in a way with the futures market operations very strangely at times, where these massive buy programs come in at the strangest times, and it happens over and over again. You know, the stock market comes down to a certain point, it comes right back, then it gets up to a certain point and they have to sell it out. So again, all our markets, whether it's stocks and bonds, and it really have been doing, not much over the past time because of what they've done with these operations.
You know, Bill, I've never thought about that, but thinking about that for just a moment, you're right. If you look at the stock market to date, and we're talking in the beginning of the summer here, the stock market is still down about 2% for the year. And it looks like, you know, the bull market's back. You get these 300-400 point runs, and then they drop it down 300-400 points. And then it's almost like they're sucking fresh capital in from sheep, shearing them, and then dropping it right back down. But could it be that fixed, Bill?
Yes, it's that bad. And that's exactly what's happening. And it's a good example that insider selling, you know, this is, you know, official information, is going through the roof, meaning that the guys in the know, the insiders, are all dumping their stocks while they're sucking the public back in again. And again, there's no fear of loss, because every time the market starts to tank, it goes right back up again.
Right.
It happens every single time. It's never once. I think we've had the least amount of 2% down days or something
right.
in, like, I don't know, 40 years.
Yeah, it's amazing, because it's run between 10,000 and 10,500, and has been in that range for, gosh, the last couple of years.
That's right. They forced intermediate longer-term interest rates down because it's the only way they can keep the only strong part of the economy, the housing market, going. They're petrified if that starts to turn south, that we'll be in real trouble. As it is, the economy's sputtering as it is, but that's been the one strength. So that's the reason they moved in the bond market, and then they're trying to keep the stock market from falling apart, because then one thing feeds on the other.
Yeah, it's amazing when the president of the Dallas Federal Reserve the other day talked about America's proclivity for everything that looks good, feels good, sounds good, or tastes good, that we keep the rest of the world going by consuming that. What he left out in that equation is we're borrowing the money out of our houses to do that.
That's right.
You know, hey, let me ask you, Bill, most of Swiss America's prospective clients have never really been involved in gold or rare coin ownership, and they're reading conflicting accounts of the economy, the U.S. dollar, stocks, gold. What encouragement can you give to these people regarding their initial entry into gold investing, given all the disinformation that's out there?
Well, the first thing to do is do your homework. Talk to people at Swiss America. Go to my website. You know, you get a 2-week free trial. Do your homework on what we're talking about here today, and see if it makes sense, and then follow it for a while, and move pretty quickly, because when things start to go, at some point it's going to unravel, and it's too late. You know, once the Titanic hits the iceberg, it's too late, and it's time now. When things are a little subdued, and check out what we have to say, and see if it makes sense, and think about making a move in the near future.
Bill, it appears the price of silver is acting strangely. It attempts to break out, and then it falls right back to $7. What in the world? And I've never followed silver, because the silver I follow, I'm a silver dollar collector. What in the world is going on with the crazy world of silver?
Well, silver is a strange market. You know, we have, Craig, as you know, we have 6 years' worth of evidence of manipulation of the gold price. All of the evidence, by the way, enhances what we first found out 6 years ago. We haven't found anything that takes away from the initial conclusion that we came up with. But silver is a much more mysterious, it's a smaller market, but feeling in many in our camp that the supply-demand situation there is even far worse than gold. The central banks don't have any silver like they do gold. Even though half their gold is gone, they still have it. They don't have silver. And one of the reasons, you know, we think silver is artificially low, price low, too, is because they had to keep silver down so that to make the gold manipulation scheme look plausible. You couldn't have silver right now at $15 and gold at $4.20. Everybody would say, well, what's wrong? It's too obvious. So I don't know how they've done it, but they ought to be hitting the wall pretty soon in silver. And it's very likely that the price of silver, you know, could easily go back up to where it was in 1980, you know, $50 an ounce.
Good talking to you, man.
All right. Thank you, fellas.
Okay, bye-bye.
Wow. Thanks to both of you, Craig Smith, Swiss America CEO, and Bill Murphy, chairman of the Gold Antitrust Action Committee, for your candid questions and answers. We hope that you, the listener, have a little better grasp on understanding how the gold and silver markets operate today. Special thanks to Bill Murphy, who can be found at www.gata.org and www.lemetropolecafe.com. That's lemetropolecafe.com. This is an excellent subscription-based news and commentary site, which is often quoted at SwissAmerica.com. Please, while this information is fresh on your mind, call your Swiss America representative to discuss the implications on your portfolio at 800-289-2646, which spells 800-BUY-COIN. Remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait. On behalf of Swiss America, this is Real Money Perspective editor Dave Bradshaw saying thank you for listening and God bless you.